Hey everyone, you're inside TCO Studios at Winter Park with us, and that includes Vikings radio analyst Pete Bursich, who's going to break down some film of Vikings draft picks over the next week or so. We're going to start with Dalvin Cook. That's the first player the Vikings took in the draft.
He is. He's the most dynamic player, as we'll see. I'm just excited to be able to watch some all 22 of college film. I don't know where you got to come into a special building and get this. This is
right
not
here.
Available for public consumption. So it's awesome to get the chance to watch these guys on this kind of film.
An all-day affair trying to stop Dalvin Cook.
Exactly. And we'll see the teams have just had and the problems that he is going to present to teams and hopefully bring to the Vikings. Now, one of the themes, we talk about themes in watching film and what guys are good at and what you see. You see a lot of pullers in front of Dalvin Cook, and he's able to stop and redirect and read and set up blocks. And in this case here, he's going so hard to the outside that he's pulling the defenders with him. So you see this flow, pulling this way. Got the tight end. He's pulling the defenders this way. That gets those guys skating. They're not getting downhill. Plants the foot, cuts back, but it's the second cutback. Watch the footwork here. Boom, 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 boom.
Ooh,
and
yep.
Able to still, boom, come back in. The other theme that you're going to see, you're not going to see these college kids arm tackling this guy.
Right.
So at the NFL level, he's not going to get arm tackled either, because he's a big bodied, strong kind of guy. But you watch the cutback, embarrasses the linebacker. Yep. And look at it, he's able to accelerate and create space. It takes two DBs. They still both bounce off him.
Right.
Contact is made right at the 29-yard line. He comes down at the 34.
Yeah.
That's yards after contact. That's strength. I think he's a lot stronger, a lot lower, a lot better center of gravity than people think. And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people at this level. But we'll see the cutback. Everything's flowing sideways. Now watch, Dalvin Cook, whoop, he comes back. But this is that move that's impressive. Feet get tied up a little bit, able to replant them, bam, get underneath that linebacker. And from that point on, it's another 14 yards.
Yep.
So it's exciting to see him be able to do that. Same kind of situation. Offset, hand him the ball. Now he's cutting it back inside. You see that lane, that vision, that lane right through here?
Yeah.
Well, he definitely gets through there. It closes, but watch what happens. Lineman, arm tackle, gets through. This linebacker gets off a block. Comes across, another arm tackle. This power of that stiff arm, bam, safety. Another 5 or 10 yards. Now, these are not huge runs, but when you watch him, this is the strength. This is what he's going to see. This is all going to happen to him a lot more quickly at the NFL level.
Yeah.
But he sees that hole, he plants the foot, bam, takes it north and south.
One.
D lineman not able to tackle him. Linebacker's not able to tackle him, but watch his stiff arm.
Three.
Bam, right there. It's so quick. Whoop, right there. You see the head go down? No one's going to get him.
Fourth
now.
Guy,
he's another four or five
guys.
Another 7, 8 yards that he adds. So everybody has to run on the football. You can't count on the first guy there making a tackle. So quarterback under center, a little different. We've seen the people pulling in front of him. Now this is just a regular old run-of-the-mill zone play. And what they want is to get him one-on-one with this defensive end. The defensive end doesn't keep himself square. And look at that. He crosses him.
Man.
I mean, this... Will it happen in the NFL? I think the defensive ends is going to see that. This is Everson Griffin here on the outside. You're not going to quite get this, but he still has that ability. You never know. But you think you got him right here. You should have him. Cut him off, inside out, pursuit. You got this guy here. You have all these bodies coming after him, able to cut back. Watch this. Runs through the arm tackle. One, two. Still going, and the third guy finally jumps on his
14
back.
14 extra yards.
Exactly.
Right there.
Yeah. So that's what you love to see about this kid. And like I said, he's stronger than people think. Lower center of gravity. Jump cut. Cut back. Plant the foot. Get upfield. Two guys missing. Finally, the third guy who gets a hand on him brings him down. So you're not seeing the first guy to the football bring this kid down to the ground.
Yeah.
Another time. Quarterback under center. Dot back, which we'll see more in the NFL. You're getting him one-on-one. Now, this time with a safety. A little bit better athlete, still runs through the arm tackle, gets outside, and you think you have him right here. You've got him surrounded now, right, guys? You got four defenders around him. Nope, he's just making things happen now. This is where instincts take over. And look at this cutback right here. Bam.
And he's able to get to top speed so fast.
Exactly. Too. It's the cut and the acceleration and the suddenness of his change of direction that really, and you can see it even more here. Because this safety's coming up. He thinks he has him. Because he's worried. The safety's worried about is implanting his foot and then going this way and giving up too many yards. And he says, nope, I'm just going to go right outside of you. Good blocking down the field. But that cutback right here, the vision, the cutback, you can't coach those things. You either have them or you don't, and this kid definitely has it. He gets tackled by the shoestrings right at the end, but it's still another big play.
You like his balance, too, you were saying.
You do. And his shoulder square, able, you know, doesn't turn his body too much, but whenever he's getting in that line of scrimmage, he keeps himself good and downhill. Another situation right here. You have a free tackler. You've got a free linebacker right here, number nine, that's coming down to the ball right through those arms, right through here. Now you have another guy. You got to keep your head up. You got to see what you hit. Yeah. Whoop, gone. Three guys have a shot at him, and this is what I like to see. There he goes. He's outrunning all those defensive backs, you know, into the end zone.
So that's from anywhere on
that second level speed, the ability to cut back, and that's the one thing you don't see in the NFL. You don't see running backs have that breakaway speed. And I think in this case, you get him downhill, guys aren't taking the right angles, he may just surprise you, take it all the way to the end zone.
All right, last three plays here that you're going to show us, kind of all about speed.
Right, all about speed, getting in space, and how quickly this guy can do it. We like this clip because it's against Clemson.
Yeah.
Top competition, right? Top competition. Same kind of thing. Remember we saw Elflein pulling? We've seen Remmers. We've seen a lot of pulling linemen come through here. You got a tight end pulling. Everybody's pulling. He sets it up. Now, this play with the kick out would probably want to cut back inside, but he sets it up. He pauses. And again, look at the angles. I mean, the guys have angles on them right here.
Yep, this should be over.
It should be over. But no, he's able to get around the edge, explode, and look at that, the blocking down the field. This guy's just hanging out for dear life, and all of a sudden he realizes, man, I got to tackle this guy. No one has the angle. This guy, this is when you find out if you're pursuing the football. You're watching him. No one's blocking him. I think I got him, and all of a sudden...
I don't got him.
I don't have him. Yeah. And then he runs by me. This guy, look at that. And he's breaking away.
This is Clemson. This is not, you know, North Central Pittsburgh Tech, right?
This is a legitimate defensive team.
Third down and eight is why we put the scoreboard up right there.
Third and eight.
All the fans hate it. Why are you drawing third and eight? Why are we doing that?
Right, because of this. You expect defensive end up the field, they kick him out, he can't come underneath. You've got a defensive line across his face, gets there, linebacker. Nope, they both miss him. So, still not a first down yet, and you still have one, two, three, four defenders. Plenty of defenders to slow him down. Nope. Jeez. Right through there again. Good blocking by the wide receivers. We see that here. But my heavens, look at this. Right through. And then you still think you have the angle here.
Yeah, I mean, this guy here should definitely have him.
No question. And so should the backside corner.
This is a Michigan defense that had four or five players at least drafted.
You're right. So plenty of talent on that side of the ball as well. And you're seeing him outrun these guys at that level. I think they might have marked him as stepping out of bounds there. But nonetheless, a pretty explosive play.
Yeah, last play here.
So now, 22 personnel, big personnel. Everyone in the building knows you're going to run it. When he doesn't have to cut, he could take it downhill. And he gets through that first line, and this is when things get scary. Defense, right? Again, what do you see?
Lots of guys there.
You got him surrounded, right? Yeah. No, not really. Cut back, guy falls down. You think he had the angle, cut back again, and then they bring him down.
27 extra yards almost.
27 extra yards. So a very explosive player, very dynamic player. Some of what he does will transition in the NFL. I think the foot quickness, the vision, those things will definitely come up to the next level, and I'm excited to see the kid touch the ball because you never truly know what he's going to do until you hand it to him and you let him go.
He may be the subject of some of PA's he's loose calls with you in the radio booth.
Let's hope so. Yeah. And like you said, that's the biggest wild card, the most dynamic player by far that we drafted. Yeah. And just something to look forward to this fall. Yep. I just cannot wait to see this kid start taking handoffs.
That's just a taste of what we're going to bring you. Film breakdown, X's and O's with Vikings Radio Network analyst Pete Bursich of our draft class. You can get more on Vikings.com. We have breakdowns of Bucky Hodges coming up, Pat Elflein as well. You can get more on Twitter. Follow Pete at Pete Bursich. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of your favorite team right here from TCO Studios at Winter Park.